This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the war in Ukraine wages on and the owner of Russia's Wagner Group military contractor claims that his troops have extended their gains in the Ukrainian stronghold of Bakhmut, Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Shernikova tells VOA Steve Koresh that UN Chief Antonio Guterres met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and discussed primary topics, two of them, in fact.
According to what President Zelensky and Antonio Guterres said after their meeting, the grain deal should be prolonged because 18th of March is the deadline of this current agreement. So this discussion was one of the main priorities and one of the main topics. And another main topic, according to President Zelensky, was a question of the security.
Meanwhile, the European Union Foreign Policy Chief, Josep Borrell, said on Wednesday that he had suggested the bloc spend 1 billion euros for the joint procurement of ammunition for Ukraine and to refill their own stockpiles. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Borrell was speaking to reporters after a meeting of EU defense ministers in Stockholm.
If we go together, we can reduce not only unit prices, but also we can reduce the delivery time. And the European Peace Facility can support these efforts for the benefit of Ukraine.
Borrell said there was general agreement on jointly buying munitions at the meeting, but added that there were still questions outstanding and details to be discussed. Officials warned Ukraine is burning through shells faster than its allies can make them, prompting a renewed search for ammunition and ways to ramp up production. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. The leaders,
what President Zelensky and Antonio
U.S. Intelligence Agency, said on Wednesday that China is deepening its cooperation with Russia to try to challenge the United States despite international condemnation of the invasion of Ukraine, as they identified the Beijing government as a principal threat to the U.S. around the world. The report largely focused on threats from China and Russia and assessing that China will continue to intimidate rivals in the South China Sea, and that it will build on actions from 2022, which could include more Taiwan Strait crossings or missile overflights of Taiwan. As parts of southeast Turkey struggle to recover from last month's earthquake, many are questioning why so many relatively modern buildings collapsed in a 7.8 magnitude tremor, with some engineers pointing the finger at government policy, as VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
Survivors describe buildings liquefying as the tremors hit, each floor collapsing onto the next. Why did some buildings survive relatively unscathed, while others collapsed? Hassan Aksungur is chairman of the Chamber of Civil Engineers in the city of Adana, close to the earthquake zone. He told VOA the fact that the buildings next to those collapsed buildings, which were exposed to the same impact, were not demolished, shows that either the design, the implementation, or the control stages of these collapsed buildings were broken.
That's VOA's Henry Ridgewell reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden's upcoming budget proposal aims to cut deficits by nearly $3 trillion over the next decade. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre made the announcement Wednesday, confirming what an administration had told the Associated Press early on condition of anonymity. The deficit reduction goal is significantly higher than the $2 trillion that Biden had promised in his State of the Union address just last month. It also has a sharp contrast with House Republicans, who called for a path to a balanced budget but have yet to offer a blueprint. The president's package is unlikely to pass the House or Senate as proposed. Americans who officials say got caught in a deadly drug cartel shootout in Mexico last week all had ties to a small town in South Carolina, where leaders are calling for community support of the families and two captives returned to U.S. soil Tuesday. Elected officials and religious figures are rallying the community in Lake City, South Carolina. Relatives say the incredibly close foursome grew up in the small town. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.